Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.3, Data Encryption Essentials. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills Applying Cybersecurity Practices in the Cybersecurity Fundamentals for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the importance of encrypting sensitive data, the various encryption methods for data in transit and at rest, and best practices for implementing encryption effectively. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand the significance of data encryption and how to apply it in your work environment. Main content: importance of encrypting sensitive data. Data encryption serves as a crucial line of defense in protecting sensitive information from unauthorized access. In today's digital landscape, where data breaches and cyber threats are increasingly common, encrypting data helps ensure confidentiality and integrity. Sensitive data, such as financial records, personal identification information, and confidential business communications, can be targeted for theft or misuse. By encrypting this information, you convert it into a format that is unreadable to anyone who does not possess the decryption key. This means that even if data is intercepted during transmission or accessed from a compromised storage device, it remains secure. In sectors like finance and fintech, where protecting customer data is paramount, encryption not only safeguards sensitive information but also helps maintain compliance with industry standards and builds trust with clients. Consider a real-world scenario. A healthcare organization handling patient records must encrypt this data to comply with regulations like HIPAA. If a data breach occurs and the records are encrypted, the stolen data will be useless to the attackers, protecting patient privacy and the organization's reputation. Encryption methods for data in transit and at rest. Encryption methods can be broadly categorized into two types: symmetric and asymmetric encryption. Data in transit. Data in transit refers to information actively moving from one location to another, such as during online transactions or email communications. To protect this data, one commonly used method is transport layer security, TLS, which encrypts data traveling over networks. TLS ensures that sensitive information, such as credit card details, is securely transmitted between the client and server. Another method is Secure Socket Layer, SSL, which is often used alongside TLS to provide an additional layer of security. For instance, when you access your online banking account, SSL and TLS work together to encrypt your login credentials and account information, creating a secure connection. This layered approach helps protect against man-in-the-middle attacks, where an attacker attempts to intercept data being transmitted. Data at rest. Data at rest refers to stored data, such as files on a hard drive or databases. To protect this data, encryption solutions like Advanced Encryption Standard, AES, are commonly employed. AES is a symmetric encryption method that is widely used due to its strength and efficiency. For example, financial institutions often use AES to encrypt customer data stored on their servers. When a customer's information is encrypted using AES, even if an unauthorized person gains access to the database, they will not be able to read the data without the encryption key. Additionally, using full disk encryption on devices ensures that all data on the device is automatically encrypted, providing an extra layer of security. Best practices for implementing encryption. When implementing encryption in your organization, there are several best practices to consider. Assess data sensitivity. Identify which data is sensitive and requires encryption. Focus on personal identification information, financial records, and any other confidential data. Choose the right encryption standard. Use established encryption standards like AES for data at rest and TLS for data in transit. Ensure that your encryption methods are up to date and comply with industry standards. Key management. Properly manage and store encryption keys. Use secure key management solutions to generate, store, and rotate keys regularly. This minimizes the risk of key exposure. Regularly update security protocols. Stay informed about the latest encryption technologies and vulnerabilities. Regular updates and patches to your systems help protect against emerging threats. For instance, transitioning from older protocols like SSL to TLS is essential as vulnerabilities are discovered. Educate employees. train staff on the importance of data encryption and secure handling of sensitive information. Cultivating a security-centric culture within your organization is essential for maintaining data integrity. Conduct regular audits, regularly review your encryption practices and compliance with relevant regulations. This helps identify areas for improvement and ensures that your encryption strategies remain effective against new threats. Conclusion: in this lesson, we have explored the significance of data encryption in protecting sensitive information, the various encryption methods for data in transit and at rest, and best practices for implementing encryption effectively. By understanding these concepts, you are better equipped to apply encryption in your work environment, ultimately enhancing the security of your organization's data. Reflection questions: how can you assess which data in your organization requires encryption? What encryption methods would you consider implementing for data in transit and at rest? In what ways can you promote a culture of security within your organization related to data encryption?